A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that of ourselves we are qualified to take a credit, for anything is coming from us. Rather, our qualification comes from God, who has indeed qualified us as ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter brings death, but the Spirit brings life. Now, if the ministry of death carved in letters on stone was so glorious that the children of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of its glory that was going to fade, how much more will the ministry of the Spirit be glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation was glorious, the ministry of righteousness will abound much more in glory. Indeed, what was endowed with glory has become to have no glory in this respect, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was going to fade was glorious, how much more will what endures be glorious? The word of the Lord. Holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Holy is the Lord our God. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Holy is the Lord our God. From the pillar of cloud he spoke to them. They heard his decrees and the law he gave them. Holy is the Lord our God. O Lord our God, you answered them, a forgiving God you were to them, though requiting their misdeeds. Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for holy is the Lord our God. Holy is the Lord our God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. And so both the Gospel and the first reading talk about the commandments. And Paul talks about the commandments carved in stone are no longer glorious. We have the commandment of the Spirit. And then Jesus says, but we have to follow all the commandments if we're going to be great in the kingdom of heaven. And they all got to do not so much with commandments, but with the will of God. So when God gave us the Ten Commandments, he gave us his will. Okay, this is what I want you to do. So it's not just commandments that we follow so we can be justified, but if we follow God's will so that we can please him. And the same when Jesus came and he gave us the new commandment of love one another. The whole purpose is for us to keep focused on God and not on us and our righteousness by following a bunch of rules. We do what we do because we want to do the will of God and we want to please him. And wherever that takes us, whatever that means, every day, Lord, I have one purpose today to do your holy will. That'll be glorious, and that can never bring us condemnation, because the one is condemnation: if I don't do this, I will go to hell. But the other is this redemption, that I do this to please him, and then, of course, I will go to heaven. The purpose and the difference is, do I focus on God or do I focus on me? Let's focus on God and doing his will. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand in prayer.